It's day 344 of hashtag 365, and I'm chewing gum, so apologies if I start squelching all over your ears. Ooh, what a horrible phrase. I'm feeling much better today. I kind of rejuvenated. Feel like the pressure's off, and I can enjoy this season and not beat myself up too much. But equally, because the pressure's off, I'm not freaking myself out, which is actually making the diet easier. I don't really like referring to it as a diet, but that's what it is, isn't it? It's easier to find focus when there isn't all that muck in your brain. Sometimes you have to just clear out the muck and allow yourself to focus. So the new goal, as I've mentioned, is to just see a 14 at the start of my weight by the end of this journey. And like I've always said, you know, the journey doesn't end on day 365. In fact, in many ways, the rest of my life is the real journey. This was just a kind of year to change the direction that I was going in. And I think back to how I was this time last year. There'd be weeks where I'd eat like maybe two or three burgers, a takeaway pizza, a takeaway Turkish meal, packing down like 3,500, 4,000 calories a day. And that just being the norm. And I'm so far away from that now. You know, as I've mentioned over the past few days, now when I overeat, I really feel bad for it. And I'm not saying it's good to feel bad. It's obviously not good to feel bad. But now that I can actually see the effect that bad food has on my body, it's much easier to want to actively avoid it. And I'm finding myself eating much more vibrant, fresh food and thinking more about how to nourish my body rather than just how to pack as much food as I possibly can into it. So I'm feeling good today. Christmas Day is on its way and I'm going to enjoy the day when it comes and not beat myself up. I might actually do a podcast with my family on Christmas Day as well. You can meet the whole gang. Should I do that? That'd be quite a fun thing to do, no?